Well, that was, I have to say, as nervous as I've been watching Villegra. How are you as the coach?
Of course, when you're watching him go, and I could almost see it before he cantered, and I said, he is a little bit tired today, and, you know, he's a little bit empty, and he needs that bounce off the floor to get those one-time changes, and I did actually mutter, you know, I think this is going to be difficult to get the ones today.
But what it was, a really thrilling competition to see Villegra push all the way. It means that nothing is given in sport.
No, it isn't. And I mean, I suppose for the Germans, that's what's actually an exciting moment there, because they've come within a minute percentage of actually being able to beat him. And I should think they find that very exciting for their country. And Christina, like Charlotte, is a young girl. Desperados is not an old horse either. So it looks like Villegra suddenly has a new rival in Desperados, who seems to have taken over. So, yes, it's going to be hard for next year. I mean, they're going to keep improving. Villegra set this standard a while ago of high percentages, and people are creeping closer.
But that's it. You know, he has been around a long time. You know, all sportsmen or women, you know, standards slip a little bit with sort of age and things, don't they?
They do. They really do. And I mean, you know, he is a warm blood horse, and you know, he's not got the thoroughbred in him that keeps him, you know, like super excited or anything. So, you know, the fact that he's still being able to come out. This is 5 years, you know, he's been winning gold medals. It's a lot. And, you know, the excitement. I mean, we stay excited about gold medals, but I don't think Villegra does. I think Villegra probably thinks more about his food and his field, you know, after this amount of time being at the top of the sport. So...
But it's been a terrific week once again for British dressage. You've helped in getting a silver medal, close to a team gold, but also now with Charlotte and her double golds, it's been and your own personal performances.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great week again for the sport, and I mean, another exciting moment, as in we have a new team member, Fiona Bigwood, who very much added to that silver medal. I mean, she's really instrumental in that. Mike, as usual, you know, solid performance, great backup, and... You know, it just shows we have actually now got some depth behind the senior riders, so that if anything happened to one of us, you know, there are actually very reliable people behind us to keep bringing those medals on, because 7 years we've been winning medals as a team, and we don't really want that to change now.
Well, a lot of work now between now and Rio, but it's been great fun this week. I'll leave you to go and catch your flight, Carl.
Thank you, Rupert.